Sevgili arkadaşlar, Turkcell Teknoloji Zirvesi 2019'da Turkcell'in daha önce yaptığı zirvelerde olduğu gibi yine çok özel konuklar var. Onlardan bir tanesi de Rodney Brooks. Kendisi hem kurduğu şirketlerle hem de MIT tarafındaki verdiği akademik taraftaki başarılarla aslında çok önemli bir isim. Kendisiyle röportaj yapacağız. Rodney, first of all, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is your first time in Istanbul?
First time in Istanbul, yes.
Do you like it?
Oh yeah, I saw some great things yesterday and I'm enjoying it.
So what about Turkish foods?
I'm enjoying the Turkish food. The rush hour traffic, not so much.
Oh, okay. So first of all, I'm going to ask you to some common questions, like, how can I say, it's a kind of cliche questions. Do you agree with that kind of idea, the robots will replace the humans?
I think human level performance in anything is very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. And so far, the systems we've built in AI don't have anything like the intent or the essence of mm-hmm. trying to do something on a long-term basis. Mm-hmm. They're good at classifying, they're good at making immediate decisions of some mm-hmm. sorts. That's a long way from human-level performance. Mm-hmm. Now, hundreds of years from now, perhaps, mm-hmm. but not in the next 10 to 25 years.
Mm-hmm. People actually fear about the, how can I say, like somebody says Skynet is coming because robots with the artificial intelligence may be harmful for the human. Do you agree with that?
That is so far in the future mm-hmm. that you know, it's sort of the Hollywood effect. Mm-hmm. When Hollywood makes a movie, they take the world today okay. and they put some super intelligence in it. Mm-hmm. But in real life, when we get the new technology, mm-hmm. it's just a little advance. And we as a society change and okay. change what we want. Mm-hmm. And so we regulate it or we decide whether we like it or not like it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come at all at once. Mm-hmm. So that fear is of the idea of this fantastic thing happening very quickly. Mm-hmm. It won't be happening very quickly. Before we get, you know, the Skynet type intelligence that wants to do bad things to us, we'll have really annoying robots. Mm-hmm. And before that, we'll have grumpy robots. Mm-hmm. And we'll change the robots. We won't build them that way. It will evolve over time.
So do you believe that robots can get or can develop their own consciousness?
Consciousness is something we don't understand at all. There's been zero progress, mm-hmm. even though people have worked on it for 50 mm-hmm. or 60 years. In principle, yes. In principle, because we are machines of some sort, so mm-hmm. another machine could be conscious, but we have no idea how to make that happen. Mm-hmm. And I am absolutely certain that your grandchildren's grandchildren mm-hmm. will never see that. It'll happen a lot later, if at all.
For robotics sites, can you describe us what is next for the robotics? For example, with the 5G, we can see new kind of user scenario with the robots?
Yeah, I think 5G is going to be a big impact in that it enables the Internet of Things and enables us to collect data from lots of sensors and collect lots of outcomes. And deep learning, which has been very successful, relies on large amounts of data, large amounts of examples. Mm-hmm. So 5G is really going to push the sorts of places we can collect from such cheap sensors that we have now, push the data that we can collect and understand what's happened and learn about that. But it's going to be things like making indoor farming better. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be taking over the world in any form.
So before ending our interview, do you have any message to students who actually focus on the robotics or automation systems, something like that?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a golden age for robotics and automation. Many people are saying, oh, if I'm not a coder, then there's no future. There's a lot of future for other aspects of robotics, mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, and systems integration. Mm-hmm. So please do that stuff. We need more of you.
So good to hear that, Rodney. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.